Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Joaquin Ruiz, Senior Director of Product Management at NetApp. Welcome, Joaquin. How's it going?
It's going very well, Allison. Thanks for having me here.
So NetApp has been on the program a few times before, Joaquin, but not you. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and then provide some background on NetApp for those guests who may be less familiar with the company.
So my name is Joaquin Ruiz. As you mentioned, I've been with NetApp for 3.5 years. I run product management for many of the ONTAP product lines, specifically around some of the advanced memory solutions and some of the advanced protocols such as NVMe over Fibre Channel and NVMe over Fabrics. And within my group, I have a responsibility for Max Data, which is a software acquisition we did from a company in Israel called PlexiStor about a year and a half ago. So I control the product roadmaps and I help the marketing teams on the go-to-market for these solutions and work a lot with our ecosystem partners in order to make sure that it's not just technology that we're pushing, but an actual solution that solves a real identified problem that we see in industry.
Now, obviously, storage is one of the areas for infrastructure that is going under the most rapid change, and that all relates to data. Tell me about the challenge that you see with customers in terms of the growing amount of data within their environments and the desire for different types of storage infrastructure to extract value from that data.
You know, if you step back and you look at the amount of data being collected. In the last 2 years, we recorded more data than was recorded in previous human history. So it's just an amazing amount of data we're collecting from not just the mobile devices, but sensors all over the place. And then, of course, enterprises and social media, et cetera. The issue we're having with data is because of its fast growth, it's not just good enough to have data. What sets competitors apart or what sets people apart in terms of industry is the ability to analyze data quickly and act on it. And you see that in financial services, you see that in government, you see that in retail, which is a segment that I was very familiar with, you see that in healthcare, et cetera. And so what NetApp has embarked over the last 3 years or so since I've been there is this concept of a data fabric and being able to tier your data, manage your data, protect your data, analyze your data, all in real time or near real time. And so this is why a year and a half ago, we were so excited to acquire PlexiStor because they had also a vision of where data was going and how data was going to be collected. If you require a lot of real time processing of data and an innovation such as Optane DC persistent memory was going to come out and now is out, what was that going to do to your ability to process that data in real time? And so we've made it very seamless to not just provide the performance that you have from essentially persistent RAM, which is what Optane delivers, but also the ability to scale that beyond just the pool of Optane DC persistent memory that's captive within your servers. And so it's that concept of scaling and managing at scale that's been very central to sort of our execution and our roadmap here.
You know, we talk about the memory storage architecture changing with Optane DC persistent memory. Do you see broader changes to memory and storage tiering and changing in philosophy of how data is being stored to grant that access for advanced analytics and different modern uses of data within organizations?
Yeah, I definitely see that. Just imagine if all of a sudden all your hard drives, all the data was now sitting effectively in RAM. That world is essentially coming in stages. And the announcement with regards to Optane DC persistent memory was a major step in that direction. In terms of how you start to lay out those pools, if you will, of memory, you're going to need to have to scale. So tiering becomes extremely important. And so you either put that burden of tiering onto the application to know where the application has something in memory or persistent memory and when it goes into, if you will, primary storage and then when it goes into secondary or maybe gets archived and pushed into the cloud or moves into the cloud for peak processing times. That's a lot of burden for the application developer. So what we've done is with Max Data is we've made it very simple. It's plug and play. If you have an application like a standard database like Oracle or like MySQL, or some of the more modern NoSQL or in-memory databases, you don't have to change your application. As is, you can put the application, and MaxData will allow for the developer to look at this as one continuous pool and extend beyond the capability of one server with a bunch of Optane in it, or a group of servers with a bunch of Optane in it. So you can multiply by a factor of about 25 the amount of, if you will, persistent memory that's sitting on your servers with all flash behind it. And the application developer doesn't have to change anything right now. They can leverage that technology right now and get going. And over time, what you'll see is more and more application developers starting to use more and more sophisticated libraries in order to do tiering and management and replication. But what we've done essentially is add an accelerant to the adoption of Optane without having application developers to have to go back and rewrite all that code.
What you're describing here is incredible innovation, but obviously some customers will be concerned that everything comes at a cost. And in fact, one would argue that the reason why so little of the world's data has been analyzed is because of some of the cost barriers to provide that analysis. How are we making progress on that front for customers?
When we embarked on this, we were giddy, just absolutely ecstatic, just with the performance numbers that we're able to get. You're talking about nanoseconds of latency and response times that are just insane. You're in a sub-millisecond application stack latencies total, which is just crazy. And you think, oh, great, I can just, you know, do all this processing. And as you mentioned, there's only, 2% of the data that's actually collected is actually analyzed. So what it comes down to, in many cases, is cost. And once we got over sort of our buzz on performance, we realized here that what we're enabling here is allowing for a much more efficient cost structure to analyze that data. And to give you an example here, you know, we're able to run Oracle types of applications that depend on massively scalable databases and accelerate the performance of that database by 2, 3, 4, 5-fold, depending on the configuration. But what's really interesting about that is we're able to do that on half the infrastructure cost. Because all of a sudden, what we've shown is that you eliminate, with efficient tiering, all the CPU wait times. And you basically just dedicate that to the application. So you're able to do, with half of the infrastructure costs, you're able to do 3x or 4x more processing capability. So really, when you look at the per socket cost of software and the management costs around additional infrastructure, what you're looking at here is a consolidation play of doing more with less, which is tremendous and adds to the cost savings and actually to the feasibility of being able to analyze more of the data that we're collecting.
People can't stop talking about the edge and the desire to move compute closer to data origin or service delivery. How does NetApp see this trend as a traditional data center infrastructure supplier, and where are you addressing that in your product portfolio?
We obviously have seen the trend of movement into the cloud, and we definitely think that the next major movement, in fact, it's happening right now, is moving compute and storage and services at the edge. If you look at where the explosion of data is occurring, it has been aggregated in data centers. Now that's moving and being created in the cloud itself natively. But at the edge, we see that rise in data collection and data processing happening. So NetApp is working with its partners in order to embed technologies such as MaxData and several others to allow for that processing of information at the edge. Essentially, with the advent of Optane DC persistent memory, what are we creating here? I mean, in a way, we're creating these memory pools or memory area networks, but they can't sit isolated. They can't sit just in their own cluster. Over time, that has to be integrated into this data fabric. And we see that happening at the edge, the core, and the cloud as a seamless, integrated, and cohesive unit so as to process all that information efficiently. And so we've, again, as I mentioned, we've introduced some software technologies in the edge, and you'll see some use cases for MaxData along those lines. We've introduced some AI capabilities and packaging with ONTAP AI, and you'll see more announcements of more use cases of the current technologies in the upcoming months.
If folks want to find out more about the solutions that you're delivering in market and how they can engage in a trial or deployment with NetApp, where would you send them for more information and to engage with your team?
I would simply go to netapp.com, netapp.com, and do a search for Max Space Data. and you'll find a ton of information there, not just max data, but Optane DC persistent memory.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.